Truth. What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And welcome to our show today. It is Friday, December 17th, 2021. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. It's one week to Christmas Eve, so... Those of you who have not finished your Christmas shopping, you may be in a little bit of trouble. Anyway, it's another busy news day. Nothing major, but a lot of little small stuff. We're going to try and work our way through it until it's time to open up the phone lines for your comments and questions. And Mike is in our control room taking care of business, so let's get right on into it. Now, a lot of school kids across the country today got an unexpected day off. Somebody put threatening messages on TikTok going back, saying that there were going to be bombings and mass shootings at the schools. It was almost issued like a challenge. The FBI said the threats don't seem credible, but a lot of schools across the country said, well, we're just going to err on the side of caution. The kids were sent home, which I'm sure they appreciated. And attention is now focused on some 11-year-olds as having originated the prank. And really, I hope those the parents of those 11-year-olds, put them over the knee and warm their bottom with a weed whacker for doing something like that. A little bit of good news. Remember those missionaries that were down, trapped in Haiti? The last of them have now been released. There were weeks of negotiations, and the Haitian police is saying we confirm the release of the 12 people who remain, because some of the others had already been released here. They cannot give more details at the moment. We don't know if a ransom was paid or a partial ransom was paid, but the good news is those missionaries are now headed home. That must be a heck of a Christmas present for their families. All righty. Speaking of Christmas presents, or in resident Biden's case, coal in his sock, he has seen a 50 point drop in his support from younger people. They are just absolutely tuning him out right now. Patrick Buchanan wrote an article saying that Biden holds a losing hand. Patrick commented on the poll numbers that are sinking, and came on out and said, Biden may be talking tough about running in 2024, but there's a lot of skepticism because the second term would extend to January 2029, where Biden would be 86 years old. He's already at 79, the oldest president in history. And frankly, every time he opens his mouth, the mileage is showing. And so Buchanan says, does Biden look like a signal-calling quarterback with 7 years of playing days ahead of him? And the answer is a resounding no. Meanwhile, over at the House of Representatives, Representative Alan Lowenthal from Long Beach, California, has decided not to seek re-election in 2022. He's 80, and he's decided it is time to retire. And I think this brings the number of members of the House who are not running for re-election next year up to 20, which is four times the number the GOP needs to win back control of the House of Representatives. So the Democrats are in a panic. I mean, never mind election fraud. They don't have the bodies to put in those seats. So we'll see where. Probably they'll have another casting call and have some bartenders come on in like they did with Alexandria Occasionally Has a Cortex. Now, the other day, we were talking about members of Congress who are heavily invested in the defense industries being in positions to gain information or know what upcoming decisions are that will affect those industries. Likewise, doctors invested in the pharmaceuticals industries who know what's on the horizon regarding vaccine mandates. It's a form of insider trading. It is illegal. Pardon me. And There is a report showing 49 members of Congress violated a law designed to stop insider trading. And this comes out of the Stock Act, which requires members of Congress to report all their stock trades. And 49 members of Congress from both sides of the aisle did not do so. And this was the origin of Nancy Pelosi's excuse, saying, well, you know, we're in a free market economy, you know, as if that makes it okay. Now, Melania Trump has started a new business based on non-fungible tokens. This is the latest craze since crypto. And Bloomberg basically went on the warpath about how Melania Trump is going to cash in on her new business venture. Well, first of all, that's what you go into business to do, is to make money, you know. But in the case of Melania Trump, she has set this up so that any proceeds from these non-fungible tokens are going to be donated to support foster children, which I think is very good. And it's not like Melania really needs the money. She's just trying to be creative solution to a problem here. Now, over at the January 6th committee, they have now subpoenaed Colonel Waldron for playing, according to them, a role in promoting claims of election fraud and communicating with the Trump White House. Well, like, I'm sorry, communicating with the Trump White House isn't a crime. Or I'd be in trouble because I sent them a Christmas card every year. Meanwhile, Mark Levin is calling for an ethics complaint against Adam Schiff following the revelation that Schiff actually altered the transcripts of text messages that had been entered into evidence before the January 6th committee. And let me check my mailbox because there was a story just coming on in that the January 6th committee itself may be in trouble because it's not the means by which it was created. Yeah, here we go. Hard questions raised on January 6th panel's legality in the Meadows contempt vote. And what they're saying is here, there is a serious challenge to the House Select Committee attack on the, January 6th is growing via former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows' lawsuit against subpoenas and information he claims the panel has no legal authority to seek. And if he's able to prove that, well, that's basically going to hamstring them. Now, a few weeks ago, we had this horrible tragedy in Waukesha where a Black Lives Matter supporter drove his SUV right up the street in the middle of a Christmas parade, killed some people, wounded a lot more. And it's a story that corporate media is trying to avoid because it doesn't fit their narrative of white oppressors, violent white supremacists, and poor oppressed black people. Unfortunately, it has happened again, sorta, kinda, maybe. Down in Winter Garden, Florida, they were having their Christmas parade, and there was a gentleman who had a woman and two children in the car, was driving very rapidly near the parade route, and an off-duty police officer tried to get him to slow down, and the gentleman actually accelerated into the path of the parade, hitting another car. Now, thankfully, nobody was killed, nobody was injured. The gentleman ran off. He was later arrested, and he's a Black Lives Matter supporter, but he may not have actually intended to hit the parade. He may have hit the accelerator because at the time that he was being flagged down by the off-duty officer, there was an active warrant out on him. So I have to look very, very closely. It's not quite the same situation that we had up in Waukesha. Now, it turns out that Andrew Cuomo may get to keep his $5 million in book profits. Attorney General Letitia James claims that the collection order is illegal after the disgraced former governor was given 30 days to turn over the money. So there's going to be a long court fight about that. and may the most corrupt win. Getting into election fraud, there's an interesting analysis out of Women's Systems about why the Georgia Senate did not decertify the obviously bogus 2020 election result in that state. And basically, it comes down to former Senator David Perdue, and he was going to run for governor next year, and apparently decided that a bogus election would work against him, and he lobbied the Senate to basically just drop the whole matter. So we'll see what happens there. Another whistleblower has come forward. This one is on tape. This video was acquired by the Federalist. It's from Delaware County, Pennsylvania, and it documents election workers examining ways to hide from the public derogatory information regarding the management and administration of the November 2020 election. And according to a source familiar with the recording, the video is proof of fraud to conceal the extensive violations of Pennsylvania election law that took place throughout last year's presidential election. Okay. Once again, over at Project Veritas, they have scored again. As you're already aware, there was the CNN producer who was arrested for sexual abuse of underage children, and Project Veritas has stumbled on another CNN producer, and in this case there was a whistleblower who came forward talking about how this CNN producer expressed openly sexual feelings towards his fiance's daughter, and some of the descriptions of what he was imagining were quite graphic and very, very nasty. Now, we need to be very careful here. This whistleblower originally went to the police, and the police looked at the evidence. They looked on the messages on the phone, and they basically said, we can't do anything because this guy hasn't actually acted on anything he said, and it is still legal to have and imagination and fantasies as long as you keep them to yourself. I think it was tacky of him to be sharing this stuff with other people. I'm kind of worried that maybe Project Veritas, somebody's trying to set them up with a defamation lawsuit that could kill them. So I hope they're going to be very, very careful with that. Getting on over to the Ghislaine Maxwell trial, the defense now has the floor, and they're bringing in a bunch of witnesses. I think they've got something like 30, and some of them are so-called memory experts who are going to explain why nobody can trust their memory, and memories can be implanted, manipulated, and you know, basically destroyed the credibility of the accusers that way. But they've already made one big mistake. And what the defense brought in one of the housekeepers named Espinoza, and Espinoza testified that you know, she never saw any kind of sexual abuse, that Jeffrey Epstein was a good man, a kind and generous boss, you know, and that his relationship with Jane seemed to be a loving relationship. In the platonic sense here. But here's where it all fell apart, because this Espinoza worked at the Island House and the New York House, and occasionally out at the New Mexico Ranch. All of these four accusers are claiming that Epstein abused them at his property in Palm Beach, and Espinoza never worked there. So her testimony is a null at this point, and we'll see where that goes next. Getting into COVID, very interesting development. Resident Biden announced Tuesday that his administration had ordered enough of Pfizer's COVID-19 antiviral pills, not the vaccines, the pills, to treat 10 million Americans after the company reported the drug lowered the risk of hospitalizations or death by 89% in high-risk adults. I'm not sure we should trust those numbers, it looks like there may be a little bit of an attempt to kind of start cleaning up some of the damage from these vaccines. Meanwhile, Biden's Department of Justice has petitioned the Supreme Court to allow a vaccine mandate aimed at certain extra healthcare workers to go into effect nationwide, making the first time the justices have been asked to weigh in on a federal mandate the Biden administration put in place in order to get more of Americans vaccinated in the middle of this, what we are told is a pandemic of a disease so horrible you have to get tested to know that you've got it. So far, lower courts have blocked the healthcare worker mandates from being enforced in about half of the country. Now, there's a little bit of surprise going on here. The CDC is now out there urging Americans to go with the Pfizer and Moderna mRNA vaccines and to avoid the Johnson & Johnson vaccine because the patients treated with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine have come up with what is described as a rare condition that causes blood clots. And they're out there basically steering the customers back to Pfizer and Moderna. The problem is we know that all of these shots, including the mRNA shots, are causing blood clot problems. They're causing heart enlargement, myocarditis. And so this looks like less science and more an argument over who gets the biggest piece of the action of this whole circus, as it were. All right. Over at Columbia University, they have a new study out saying the Omicron variant is markedly resistant to vaccines and boosters will not help. This is basically backed up by another article that said the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is found to produce zero antibodies against the Omicron strain. In other words, the vaccine is totally worthless. Now, Bill Gates is now coming out. Just like yesterday, Anthony Fauci came on out and a video of him surfaced where he said, yes, sometimes vaccines can turn out to be worse than the actual disease. Well, Bill Gates made a candid admission about the nature of the coronavirus vaccines. He was speaking last month at an event of the British think tank Policy Exchange and basically said the vaccines only slightly reduce the actual spread of the coronavirus. And so, you know, if anybody knows what's really going on, it's going to be Bill Gates, the man who wants to depopulate the world and insists on sticking needles in your arm. All righty. Up in Norway, they had an early Christmas dinner. Everybody at the dinner was fully vaccinated, or almost everybody was. There was a COVID outbreak from this spreader event. 98% of those who came down with COVID-19 were fully vaccinated. These vaccines do not protect you from COVID. They make you more susceptible to it. That would explain why when my doctor got her COVID shot, she almost immediately came down with COVID. Another story, this one saying that vaccinated people have a 600% higher risk of COVID infection compared to those with natural immunity. Now, this is people with natural immunity, not simply the unvaccinated, but people with natural immunity, people who got COVID and recovered from it. So the natural immunity is definitely better for you. And the problem with these mRNA shots is they destroy the body's natural immune system. And there is absolutely no indication that it's ever going to recover on its own. Now, the last couple, we got to take a break for commercials. So we'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Kosher-tify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash, check or money order, made out to RBN. Made out to RBN. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you send in a check or money order, it needs to be made out to RBN, just the three letters, RBN. And if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719 extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue and we'll try and get you squared away.
The network thanks you.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
Welcome back to our show. We're talking about COVID-19, and in days past, we have been talking about how pilots who have constant medical exams to maintain their flying licenses, especially commercial licenses, have all of a sudden seen an increase in deaths, and I've got actual numbers on that right now. So far in this year, there was a total of 111 pilots who passed away. This is a 1,750% increase from 2020. So there were only 6 airline pilot deaths in 2020 and only 1 in 2019. And this year we've got, you know, over 100. So there is something definitely going on. Well, now that the shots have been started with children, to nobody's surprise except the vaccine makers, the CDC, and the FDA, little children are now starting to show heart inflammation cases. These cases are being confirmed. The CDC actually reported 8 cases of myocarditis in elementary school students who received the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine. Elementary school students don't get myocarditis. And I know the corporate media has been out there with this propaganda campaign saying, oh, it's perfectly normal.
It's perfectly normal for your healthy young people with wonderful immune systems, you know, to develop these heart problems. It's perfectly normal for these athletes in supreme condition to simply fall down dead in the middle of a game. That's all perfectly normal. And anybody who says otherwise is just a tinfoil hat wearing kook, conspiracy wacko. Unfortunately, tragically, the conspiracy people are turning out to be right on this. Interestingly enough, in March of last year, in the United Kingdom, COVID-19 was downgraded to a flu-level illness. It was not categorized as a high-consequence infectious disease, which is their top rating for, you know, we're going to panic on this thing. But in Great Britain, in March of last year, they said this is only as nasty as the flu. And given that there were no flu cases last year, I think a lot of these so-called COVID cases were just the flu being misdiagnosed. Now, Anthony Fauci has come to realize that people are turning against these COVID policies, and he wants to solve his public relations problem by rebranding. We're going to rebrand. We're just going to change the names here. And he wants to stop using the word mandates and simply substitute the word requirements, because people will be less hostile to that. Mandates is a radioactive word. You know, requirements is a lot softer. And, you know, that will work. Well, to misquote from Shakespeare, a dictatorship by any other name would still stink as much. Now, over at CNBC, we were talking about, you know, how Biden called in the corporate media heads and said, you guys have got to work on polishing my image. And then almost immediately, CNBC's Cramer was out there saying, the economy is wonderful, the economy is great, nothing to worry about. And now he's out there saying that government does have a right to force you to obey. Now, I have two issues with that. First of all, no, the government has no such right. It is not in the Constitution. We have a right to say no. That's why that Second Amendment is in the Constitution. Second of all, Cramer is supposed to be a stock expert. He's not a constitutional lawyer, and he should just shut his yap. He's made some really bad goofs on the stock market predictions, too. And anyway, story that's come on out. We already knew this, but Anthony Fauci actively suppressed effective treatments against COVID-19 to benefit the big pharmaceutical corporations, and basically worked to get the emergency use authorizations for the experimental and deadly vaccines just jammed through the government. And this prevented the medical industrial complex from being challenged by cheap and effective medications that could have prevented them from profiting off the pandemic. It's all about the Benjamins. And this is all coming from Robert F. Kennedy during the December 14th episode of the Thrive Time show on Brighteon TV. And again, you know, they've made huge, huge amounts of money off of all this. And they really have. Let's see, another story. This one is saying that evidence is suggesting that it is the COVID-19 vaccines that are prolonging the pandemic by preventing the population from reaching herd immunity. I would tend to agree. Meanwhile, there are now over 400 studies showing that the COVID-19 measures are total flops. The lockdowns don't work, the masks don't work, and the school closures don't work. We're going to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people.
because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
On the fifth day of global warming, Al Gore gave to me $5 $4 gas, 3 failed automakers, 2 melting ice caps, and the fear-mongering documentary.
And welcome back to our show here. We're talking about COVID, and before the commercial break, I was just talking about, you know, little kids. Students don't get heart problems, at least not before now, and now they are. And here is a very alarming story. The Eastport South Manor Central School District in Suffolk County, New York, sent out an email to all parents informing them about changes to the medical regulations at the school. And what they have done is basically, there's a new regulation where all the school districts are now required to ensure that nurses and coaches can address the treatment and monitoring of students who exhibit signs and symptoms of sudden cardiac arrest. In addition, districts are required to make sure that all staff are aware of the warning signs of sudden cardiac arrest and what to do if a person experiences sudden cardiac arrest. They know these medications are causing problems for young kids, and they're still pumping them into these kids' arms, even though these kids are not at risk of catching COVID. It's very rare for children to get COVID-19, and, you know, virtually non-existent that they would die from it. But they will die from sudden cardiac arrest. But hey, the pharmaceutical companies are making a lot of money, and all those congressmen invested in those companies are making money, and that just makes it all hunky-dory. Meanwhile, Jill Biden, on her recent visit to Waukesha to talk to the Christmas parade massacre families, used the occasion to push the COVID vaccines, which I think was tacky and tasteless in the extreme. Down in Australia, things have gotten really tyrannical down there. They've got their little concentration camps going and these horrible mandates. And it makes me very glad. Earlier in my career, I was offered a permanent job in Australia's film industry along with citizenship, and I turned it down. And now I'm glad I did, looking at what's going on down there. Anyway, there is a senator in Australia, Senator Pauline Hanson of Queensland, and she has gone public saying that she refuses to get the COVID-19 vaccine. And she basically spoke out during a Business for Choice event on December 9th at the Ipswich Urban District in Queensland. And she told participants she had no intention of getting the vaccine. She said, "I'll tell you honestly, I haven't had the jab and I don't intend to have the jab. I'm not putting that blank in my body. I've taken a stance and that's my choice." And the audience applauded. So good for her. Okay. The Marine Corps has started discharging members of the Corps who refused the vaccine. They let 103 of them go. Meanwhile, as I mentioned earlier in the week, Japan has rejected mandatory COVID shots, and they're rejecting discrimination against the unvaccinated. They advise getting the vaccine, but with that new accurate warning label that Japan is putting on those vaccine vials, I think more people are going to say, "Hey, I really don't want to take a chance on this one." Now, we've been talking about how Fauci says everybody in this country should be vaccinated. Everybody coming into this country from other countries ought to be vaccinated. And then when he's asked, what about the illegal immigrants, the migrants? And he says that's another issue. Well, it turns out what's going on is the vaccine manufacturers are worried about legal risks involved in vaccinating people who cross our border, because many of them are coming from countries where pharmaceutical companies are not indemnified for civil damages for problems caused by their products, like they are here in the United States. And we had another story the other day where Pfizer is simply refusing to sell the COVID vaccine in any country that does not provide it with legal indemnity. And that's the reason nobody is in a rush to start vaccinating those illegal immigrants. They couldn't sue the pharmaceutical agencies, pharmaceutical corporations inside the United States, but they could return to their home country and file a lawsuit there. And we're talking a lot of lawsuits. Okay. Now, remember those COVID-19 test kits? And everyone said we're getting all these false positives. Let me just get my microphone adjusted here. There we go. I'm all better now. There is an agency review that has confirmed the COVID-19 test kits were contaminated after production. There was an initial design flaw. The kits were put into use under the emergency use authorization. And these flaws, design flaws within test kits, caused a massive flood of false positives. These numbers were then used by the corporate media to catapult their narrative of panic and fear over the spread of COVID-19. Remember when they said there were going to be 2.5 million people dead from this? Never really happened. All right. In other medical news, and this is really good news, okay, do you remember Purdue Pharmaceuticals' big scandal where they were deliberately addicting Americans and others around the world, but here in America, they were deliberately addicting patients to these opioid drugs like OxyContin, and they were incentivizing doctors to write large prescriptions in order to get these patients addicted to these drugs? you know, to build a steady client base. And Purdue was sued. They're going out of business. They're in bankruptcy court right now. And one of the provisions of the original bankruptcy plan was a legal shield for the Sackler family that owns most of Purdue to basically prevent them from being sued civilly. They were going to be given, as a family, indemnification from being sued over the harm their company's products caused. Well, good news. A judge has now overturned this deal, opening the Sackler family up to thousands of lawsuits and financial ruin. And couldn't happen to a nicer bunch of people. You know, a lot of patients really had their lives messed up. You know, they were being given these incredible doses. There was a documentary about this. I wish I could remember the name of it. Came on out about a month ago, and I watched that documentary, and I said, wow, how can this happen? But you look at this, and that will tell you what you need to know about the ethics and morality of big medicine. Now, your ordinary doctor, I'm sure, does what they do out of altruism. You know, they really believe they're helping people, and that's what they want to do. But the corporations that are lord and master over them are acting like typical corporations. And this whole episode with Purdue, opioids, and the Sackler family basically shows you the reality behind the medical industrial complex. All righty, let's get into the international news now. Russia is making overtures of wanting to reach a peaceful resolution with the West rather than risk conflict in the Ukraine, which could go nuclear. And Russia has sent their proposals for guaranteed security to the U.S. because the issue is Russia is getting very nervous over all the Western weapons, you know, piled up along their borders. And they would like that to kind of go away. Russia may have to wait a little while for an answer because so far NATO has not responded to any of the de-escalation proposals made by Moscow. Just sitting there and saying, you know, we're going to win this one here. Little bit of a problem. This is not going to help the situation. A Ukrainian soldier has been killed in a mortar attack by suspected Russian separatists in fighting around the border. And again, they always say amid fears that Moscow is about to invade. And this smells suspiciously like a repeat of what's called the Gliwice incident. And for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, a brief word of explanation. When the world was getting ready to go to war, everybody had tanks. Germany had tanks along the border with Poland. They were looking for a reason to invade. And so what they did is they took a bunch of their special operations people, dressed them in Polish uniforms. They took some prisoners from one of the concentration camps, put them in Polish uniforms, and then they attacked their own radio station, the German radio station in Gliwice. They got on the air, they read a political message in Polish, and then they shot some of the prisoners in the Polish uniforms and left them there to be found. And the next day, Hitler was out there screaming about Poland's attack on Germany's sovereign territory, and the world was rushed into World War II. And we need to be ready. We need to maintain vigilance that we don't get suckered again by some leader or other's dirty trick. Think Saddam's nuclear weapons, Assad's poison gas, Spanish mine in Havana Harbor, torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin. How many times I have to go over that list to remind you that this government gets you into war by lying to you and deceiving you. Stolen incubators, that's another one. Okay, now the European Union leaders agree that they will impose further economic sanctions on Russia in tandem with the United States and Britain if the Russian military invade Ukraine, although they are encouraging more diplomacy with Moscow. in my opinion, they are pointed in the wrong direction, because what's really going on here is Ukraine wants to go in and recapture the Donbass, and they're looking to find a way to keep Russia from responding to that, even though from Russia's point of view, it's pushing the border of potentially NATO member Ukraine right up to the edge of their border as well. There's even talk about Ukraine wanting to try and forcibly recover Crimea. That, I think, would be a line that would be foolish to cross. Meanwhile, and we knew this was coming, China is pledging support for Putin amid the Russian military buildup on the Ukraine border. So everybody is choosing sides now. Let's see. Sweden's top commander, General Mikhail Biden, says the United States needs to beef up its military footprint in Europe to counter the evil Russian aggressors. Harumph, 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 harumph. Again, you know, it's obvious looking at a map who the aggressor really is, the one who's moving toward the other guy's border. Russia's not coming across the border. You know, you don't have Russian warships in the Gulf of Mexico. You don't have Chinese warships off the coast of California. But you do have NATO and U.S. ships in the Black Sea sailing along the coastline. You have surveillance planes literally just hugging the edge of Russian airspace. So you know who the aggressor is. Okay, the United Nations General Assembly adopted a resolution condemning Nazism. Sounds like a good idea. Neo-Nazism and all forms of racism. This was co-sponsored by Russia. And personally, I think it's a good idea. But the United States and the Ukraine voted against it, while 49 countries, mainly U.S. allies, simply abstained. And I'm trying to figure out just why the United States and Ukraine would be opposed to a resolution condemning Nazism and racism, except that it was co-sponsored by Russia, and this is just their way of showing their peeve, as it will. The Israeli Air Force's F-16 fighters have attacked with 8 cruise missiles near the Damascus airport. They damaged a warehouse, killed one person, and this happened back on the 16th. He added that Syrian Air Defense Forces destroyed from the Pantsir S systems 7 of the 8 cruise missiles fired by the Israeli fighters. And so that explains why one warehouse was damaged, one person was killed. Meanwhile, for the fourth time, Republican Senator Rand Paul has blocked passage of a new Iron Dome funding bill. You know, we can't even pay for our own weapons. We can't even pay for our own infrastructure. Why are we paying for Israel's weapons when Israel is using them to such evil, vile ends? Now, over in Iran, their chief negotiator, Ali Bagheri Khani, has announced that there's going to be a pause in the Iran nuclear talks in Vienna. And he said on a Twitter post, good progress has been made during the current round of talks between the U.S. and Iran, but the pause follows a meeting between Bagheri Khani and European Union political director Enrique Mora, where the two discussed how to take stock of the situation and move forward. So there's a little bit of progress there. Meanwhile, Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps has deployed 110 speedboats equipped with rocket launchers to the navy of the country's elite force in the Strait of Hormuz. They may actually have a good idea here. American warships are very large, very expensive. We don't have a lot of them. And Iran may be thinking that, just having, hundreds and hundreds of these little speedboats with ship-killing rockets might actually shift the advantage to them. I'd like to see that war gamed out, but they may be on to something there. Meanwhile, Iran is saying that the International Atomic Energy Agency will not be allowed access to the cameras that were set up in Iran's nuclear facilities until the sanctions have been lifted. I agree with them. The U.S. in the original Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action agreed to lift the sanctions. They broke that commitment. So over in Iraq, the U.S. is bracing for fresh attacks as the Soleimani assassination anniversary nears. So they're getting ready for that one. Meanwhile, Chinese paratroopers are holding drills on China's Hainan Island, practicing attacking a target from the sky. Gee, I wonder which one they're preparing for. All right, we have to take a break for commercials, and we'll be back in a little while. Stay tuned.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs, we'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did.
Welcome back to our show here, and this just now came on in. White House has responded to Russia's suggestions for a security agreement to avoid conflict, and the response of the White House is the U.S. will not compromise on NATO expansion. So they're basically telling Russia to take a long walk off a short pier, to put it politely here. Getting on back to China, they are currently holding nuclear, chemical, and biological warfare exercises. And so they're getting really, really serious about, you know, possibly having to deal with the United States. So we're headed for a new world war. I'm sorry. I wish there was something I could do to stop it, but we're not. Meanwhile, the United States has pulled out its sanctions wand again and waved it, and this time at China, Myanmar, and North Korea, supposedly for human rights violations. And that's the pot calling the kettle black, as it were. Meanwhile, the United States' place on the world stage is starting to slip. World leaders have been holding meetings and taking sides, and the latest indication of the loss of respect for the United States is that South Korea, which is supposedly a longtime ally of the United States, will not be joining the diplomatic boycott of the Beijing Winter Games. They're going to go and have fun, and in the world of diplomacy, this is definitely a slap in the face of the United States. Okay, getting into the economic news, the World Economic Forum ran a computer simulation of an attack that could bring down the entire global financial system and trigger the Great Reset. This is getting very, very scary. Good reason to keep as much of your cash as you can in silver and gold, and get out of those electronic things, because they can be wiped out from remotely. Germany is saying they will not approve the Nord Stream 2 pipeline until at least July. This, of course, has sent natural gas prices in the European Union to a new record high. And we don't care if we're inconveniencing our citizens. This is all about annoying Russia, and that's our highest and best purpose at this point. Standard & Poor's just downgraded Evergrande to selective default. There are now $13 billion in lawsuits. Sales fell $34 billion in the last 3 months. So there is a big kaboinga happening over there. And it will be affecting American investors who were allowed to invest in Evergrande. So we'll see what happens there. Over in Turkey, things are dire. Erdogan has been in power for 19 years. The lira has turned virtually worthless. It's kind of like what happened in Zimbabwe or in the Weimar Republic in Germany. There are now bread lines. The government is baking bread and handing it out just to keep people fed. Okay, we have to take a break for station identification. We're going to open the phone lines, 512-248-8252. Call on in and we'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.